Okay, my friends. So today we're going to continue. Now, we took a break yesterday, back to it. The collection of Rudyard Kipling's Just So stories. And today's story is called The Sing Song of Old Man Kangaroo. And these pictures were by Jeff Fisher. So I'll put a couple of these up on my Instagram so you can follow along and see what we're talking about. And today's story is read by Mommy and...
I'm a banana.
I'm a banana?
Yeah, my name is Banana.
Well, that's right, friends. Mommy and Banana. Here we go.
I'm a banana.
Alrighty. The Sing Song of Old Man Kangaroo. Not always was the kangaroo as we do now behold him. No, but a wholly different animal with four short legs. Do you know what it means to behold something?
Mm-mm.
It means to look at something. To see it. Okay. So when we see the kangaroo now, what does he look like? Well, he's got two big legs down at the bottom that he kind of bounces along on. And then two smaller arms at the top, right? We've seen, like, Kanga and Roo from Winnie the Pooh, so we know what a kangaroo looks like. He was gray, and he was woolly, but his pride was inordinate. He danced on an outcrop of the middle of Australia and went. And he went to the little god, Nkwa, which basically means that he was super proud of himself and he looked nothing like he currently does, but he did live in Australia, which is where I believe you find kangaroos in the wild. So he went to Nkwa, who was a little god, before six, before breakfast, and he said, "Make me different from all other animals by five. This afternoon." Well, that's kind of demanding. But up jumped Nkwa from his seat on the flat sand and shouted, "Go away!" Now, he was gray and woolly, and his pride was inordinate, which means it was out of the ordinary. It was quite large. And do you know what it means to be prideful, right? To have pride. It means that you think that you are pretty good. And if he's got an inordinate amount of pride, he probably thinks that he's better than everyone else. So he danced on a rock ledge in the middle of Australia, and then he went to the middle god, Nkuing. Now these are all, of course, this is a fable. So we're supposed to believe that there's more than one god here in the middle of Australia for him to talk to. Okay, so he went to Nkuing after breakfast, and he said, "Make me different from all the other animals. Make me also wonderfully popular by five this afternoon." Doesn't give anybody much time to do anything. Well, up jumped Nkuing from his burrow in the spinifex, and he shouted, "Go away!" Okay, so this other god, he lives in a little burrow, okay, kind of tucked under the ground, and he obviously didn't like this kangaroo telling him what to do either, so he shoved him off. But this kangaroo was gray and woolly, and his pride was inordinate, and he danced on a sandbank in the middle of Australia, and then he went to the big god, Nkong. So he went to this Nkong at 10 before dinner time, before lunch, saying, "Make me different from other animals and make me popular and wonderfully run after by 5 this afternoon." That's a little pushy. He's asking for quite a bit. He wants to be different from the other animals and very popular. And he wants people to run after him and think he's fantastic. Well, up jumped Nkong from his bath in the salt pan and shouted. Do you think he's going to say, okay, you got a deal? Or do you think he's going to say, no way, go away, like all the rest of them?
Go away.
Ah, but he says...
Why no deal, deal?
Mm-hmm. He says, yes, I will. So, Nkong called Dingo, which is a yellow-type dog, Dingo, who was always hungry and dusty in the sunshine, and showed him Kangaroo. Nkong said, Dingo, wake up, Dingo. You see that gentleman dancing on an ash pit? He wants to be popular and very truly run after. Dingo, make him so. So up jumped Dingo, yellow dog Dingo, and said, what, that cat rabbit thing? Well, he'd already convinced him to do it. So off ran Dingo, the yellow dog Dingo, always hungry, grinning like a coal scuttle, and he ran after Kangaroo. Okay, well, off went proud Kangaroo on his four little legs like a bunny. And this, oh, beloved of mine, ends the first part of the tale. All right? So he ran through the desert, and he ran through the mountains, and he ran through the salt pans, and he ran through the reed beds, and he ran through the blue gums, and he ran through the spinifex, and he ran until his front legs ached. He had to! Because who was following him? This Dingo, right? Well, still ran Dingo, yellow dog Dingo, always hungry, grinning like a rat trap, getting nearer, never getting nearer, but never getting further. Ran after Kangaroo, and he had to. Well, so still ran Kangaroo, old man Kangaroo, and he thought he ran through the Thai trees, and he ran through the mulga, and he ran through the long grass, and he ran through the short grass, and he ran through the tropics of Capricorn and Cancer until his hind legs ached. He had to. Now, all these different places are different spots around Australia. Okay? He's running through all of the countryside and all the different places. That's what we're to take away from this. But still ran Dingo. Yellow dog Dingo. Hungrier and hungrier. Grinning like a horse collar and never getting nearer and never getting further. And along they came to the Wolgong River. Now, there wasn't any bridge. And there wasn't any ferry boat. And so Kangaroo didn't know how to get over. So he stood on his legs and he hopped. And he had to. He hopped through the Flinders and he hopped the cinders and he hopped through the deserts in the middle of Australia. He hopped like a kangaroo. And first he hopped 1 yard and then 3 and then 5 yards, and then his legs grew stronger and his legs grew longer, and he hadn't any time for rest or refreshment, and he wanted them very much, but still ran Dingo, yellow dog Dingo, very much bewildered, very much hungry, and wondering what in the world or out of it made old man Kangaroo hop, for he hopped like a cricket, like a pea in a saucepan, or a new rubber ball on the nursery floor. And he had to. He tucked up his front legs and he hopped on his hind legs and he stuck out his tail for an extra balanced weight behind him. And he hopped through the Darling Downs, which is another part of Australia. And he had to, because still ran Dingo, who's now a tired dog, Dingo, hungrier and hungrier and very much bewildered. Do you know what bewildered means? Mm-mm. Well, it's shocked, surprised, exhausted, exasperated, confused, all those things all at once. It's very difficult to be bewildered. And wondering when in the world, or out of it, would old man Kangaroo stop? Well, Then came Nkong from his bath in the salt pans, and he said, it's 5 o'clock. He finally realized what time it was. So, down set Dingo. Poor dog Dingo, always hungry and dusty in the sunshine. And he hung out his tongue and he howled. And down set Kangaroo, old man Kangaroo. And he stuck out his tail like a milking stool behind him and said, thank goodness that's finished. And then said Nkwong, who is always a gentleman, why aren't you grateful to Yellow Dog Dingo? Why don't you thank him for all he has done for you? Well, then said Kangaroo, tired old Kangaroo, he chased me out of the homes of my childhood, and he chased me out of my regular meal times, and he's altered my shape, and I'll never get it back. And he's played old scratch with my legs. It's true in the pictures. We can see that this version of the kangaroo, why, it looks nothing like the version of the kangaroo that first started out. He looked much more like a dog, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Let's see what happens. Then Nkong said, perhaps I'm mistaken. But didn't you ask me to make you different from all other animals, as well as make you very truly sought after? And now it is 5 o'clock. Yes, said Kangaroo. I wish I hadn't. I thought you would do it by charms or incantations, but this is a practical joke.
Joke? Said Nkwong from his bath in the blue gums. Say that again, and I'll whistle up Dingo and run your hind legs off.
No, said the kangaroo. I must apologize. Legs are legs, and you needn't have altered them as far as I'm concerned. I only meant to explain to your lordliness that I've had nothing to eat since morning, and I'm very empty indeed.
Yes, said Dingo, Yellow Dog Dingo. I'm just in the same situation. I've made him different from other animals, but what may I have for my tea?
Oh, they're so hungry. Then Nkwong said from his bath in the salt pan,
come and ask me about it tomorrow, because I'm going to wash.
And so they were left in the middle of Australia, Old Man Kangaroo and Yellow Dog Dingo, and each said,
that's your fault,
to each other, it looks like. So the dingo is mad at the kangaroo, and the kangaroo's mad at the dingo because neither one of them has quite enough to eat. And what a story that was. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytime with Philip and mommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list I have put links for every story that we have read in that month, so you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories, and we want to say thank you so much for listening.